I love the rain. And as it started to rain that evening, I lit some candles and sat down with a cup of tea and a book while I listened to the rain falling on and on. I was drifting off to sleep when I was awoken by a sudden drumming at the window. It had started to hail, and I could hear yelling and screaming from the street. I opened the window to the rumble of thunder. Lightning lit up the sky like Judgment Day, and people were running all around wailing. I looked out to see that the whole neighborhood was underwater. Water was running down Tobogeda, and the gutters and drains weren't big enough to take all the water. Steam rose out of the manhole covers from the district heating, and people were madly trying to protect the ground floor apartments and basement shops with sandbags and anything else they could find close at hand. People were dashing back and forth to fetch pumps from New Holland, and I stood and watched as almost all of Frederiksstaden seemed to be sailing like a frigate out to the sound. Suddenly, I thought about my own situation. Oh, no! My basement! I ran down to see that the water was already three steps up. The whole basement is flooded. I'm desperate. Oh, no. My cellar. I know you shouldn't go down into water like that. It's dangerous and full of sewage with rat piss and who knows what toxins. But everything was stored in my basement. So I stepped down into the stinking water and wade through it. It comes right up to my knees, and I go right into the back of the basement. I scream in anguish because the boxes contain everything left by my deceased parents. A century of history. There is all sorts of stuff from our estate in East Germany. Wills, family trees, diaries, letters, photographs, christening robes, my childhood drawings, homework, everything. The cardboard boxes had collapsed and it was all floating around. I've dove down into the water and tried desperately to rescue what I could as I screamed and shouted. I could see how faces floated on the water and then dissolved and sank to the bottom with me. It took several weeks for the dampness to disappear. My whole flat was full of photographs and papers that I carefully tried to dry, and I could only stand back as the black and white photographs of my mother's face slowly curled up like black roses. And worst of all, down in the basement was also my most valuable possession, an antique Afghan carpet with a paradise tree motif. I'd spent all my childhood playing and dreaming in the maze on the carpet. It was a flying carpet, if you knew the magic word, and I knew it. You can lose a lot in life, as long as you don't lose your history. That day, I lost mine.